Hello, this is Janet Meshuggah Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, I'm not one much to quarrel over semantics or ways of stating things if it doesn't really matter, but there's a saying that I just can't get on board with, and that is the saying that goes that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I know what the intended meaning was to use intention. The intended meaning was to say that you've got to act upon what you know. But if you really talk about intents of the heart, purposes of the heart, those are the things that we do end up doing to one extent or another. At least we try to do it. Now, it may not always turn out the way that we had intended, but intentions drive motivation, and motivation determines direction. Toward what are you motivated? That's toward the thing that you will move. So I want to talk to you a little bit today about your intentions. You know, God himself doesn't do anything without having an intent toward that thing. There's many scriptures about God fulfilling his purposes and intents, but I want to give you one. Jeremiah 30 verse 24 says, "The fierce anger and indignation of the Lord shall not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the thoughts and intents of his mind and heart. In the latter days you shall understand this." In another place in Jeremiah 23, which I'm going to read something else out of that chapter in a moment, phrases nearly exactly the same way, except says you will understand perfectly. In other words, what God purposed to do at the beginning of time, he does. And you know what? We end up doing the same thing. Look at Daniel. In Daniel 1:8, it says, you know, that Daniel was taken as a captive to Babylon when he was a very young man. It says, "But Daniel determined in his heart that he would not defile himself by eating his portion of the king's rich and dainty food, or by drinking the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chef of the eunuchs that he might be allowed not to defile himself." And, you know, if you read the rest of the story, that he did find favor with the chief of the eunuchs and was allowed to stand by his principles. And all along the way, Daniel, you remember when the decree was given that no other god shall be worshipped or served except the king, and he prayed three times a day as he was always accustomed to. Well, that had been his intent, and he carried through with it. Psalm 17, verse 3, the psalmist says, "You have proved my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me and find nothing, no evil purpose in me." No evil purpose, intent, direction, focus. You can, whatever word you want to use there. The direction toward which our heart is set. He said, "I have purpose that my mouth shall not transgress." You know, one of the main ways that our mouth transgresses is when it contradicts the word of God. Because when you, with your mouth, contradict the word of God loses its power in your life because you are not recognizing its authority. That's something I've talked to you about before. In the scripture that says, "What right have you to take my words in your mouth when you don't obey them yourself?" When we say things that contradict the word, then we have transgressed, and the word will not work for us. Rather, we're told to take every thought or anything that tries to exalt itself against the word of God into captivity, to take it down. He says in verse 4 here, "Concerning the works of men, by the word of your lips I have avoided the ways of the violent, the paths of the destroyer. My steps have held closely to your paths, to the tracks of the one who has gone on before. My feet have not slipped." Why is he doing all this? Because he's purposed himself toward, as he says here, the one who has gone on before. And do you know who the one is who has gone on before? For us, Jesus Christ says that he went behind the veil. He's like an anchor to our soul, and now we're pulled behind the veil as we look toward him into the presence of the living God, because that's our intent, the desire of our heart, our focus. looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, let's look on here. God knows what's in your heart. There's a lot of times I'll be praying and I'll find myself explaining to God. Just yesterday I was doing that and I said, Lord, I know you know what I mean, but I'm saying this so I hear it. Because God knows what your intent is and what your purpose is. You know, a lot of people try to pull the wool over God's eyes. It's ridiculous when you think about it, because he knows all things. But yet in the way they live, you know they must not believe that. The deceitfulness with which they operate, you know they must not believe that. Jeremiah 23:23 in the New Living Translation, the Lord says, am I a God who is only in one place? Asked the Lord. Do they think I cannot see what they are doing? Can anyone hide from me? Am I not everywhere in all the heavens and earth? Asked the Lord. And in this particular case, he was talking about the prophets that were saying things that he had not sent them to say. I like this in verse 31. He says, these smooth-tongued prophets who say, this prophecy is from the Lord. Their imaginary dreams are flagrant lies that lead my people into sin. I did not send or appoint them, and they have no message at all for my people, says the Lord. He knows what he intends, and he knows what they intend, and he knows when they're doing what he intended for them to do. Oh, that seems simple, but it just would appear that a lot of people do not believe that. Proverbs 16:2 says, all the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes. And you know this is the case. If there's something you really intend to do, you desire to do, you are going to find a way to rationalize it as being right. If all else fails, if we can't find any other way to rationalize it, we say, well, I'm just human. I'm not perfect. No. But the one who is perfect lives within you and can help you to do the right thing. We have a Savior. We have an advocate. We have one who will help us because he was tempted in all ways as we are, but yet without sin. So he definitely knows how to help us. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power. This is in the Amplified. Making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, which is the soul, and the immortal spirit, and of joints and marrow, of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. And not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight, but all things are open and exposed, naked and defenseless, to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. You know, there are very deceitful people in this world that they can perform a plan and make it look like that it's your fault. It's referenced as being framed. We were framed for something, but I'm going to tell you something. The Lord knows the difference. And sometimes, it's like the Lord said to me once not long ago, he said, sometimes it has to be enough that I know. You know, you're praying one of those prayers and say, why can't they see this? Why don't they see that? Why don't they? And he said, Janet, sometimes it has to be enough that I know. And you know what? It's the same way for you. When you don't seem to be getting the reaction that you anticipated, when it doesn't seem that people understand, but yet you, to the best of your ability, are doing what God has given you to do, you have to understand that he knows. We used to sing an old song. He knows the bitter, weary way. The endless striving day by day, the souls that weep, the souls that pray, he knows, he knows. Aren't you glad that he knows the thoughts and intents of your heart? Well, I hope you can be glad. If you have a problem in the area of the thoughts and the intents of your heart, let the Holy Spirit in completely. Ask the Lord to purify your mind and your heart and set it apart for his usage. 1 Corinthians 2:16 is a powerful scripture. It says, for who has known or understood the mind, the counsels and purposes of the Lord, so as to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. So if you've got a problem with your intentions, your motivations, your desire is always in the wrong direction, you need Christ to take over more of your life. Yes, he comes in when you ask him to. But then every area as you go along that is challenged by him has to be submitted to his control. Do yourself a favor. Just submit it all. Let him do it through you. Get your intents and purposes right, and then it doesn't matter what the result. What matters is the reward you will receive in eternity with your Savior and Lord. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that you do search our hearts and you know our thoughts and intents. Father, if you find any wicked way in us, please forgive us and through your Holy Spirit lead us in the path of righteousness. Lord, we know that we are daily faced with situations and circumstances that would affect our thoughts and intents unless we are anchored upon you. Lord, we don't want to be tossed back and forth. We do want to hold your thoughts and purposes in our heart and to fulfill them as you empower us to do so. Thank you, Lord, that you give us the peace that passes understanding in our mind, and you guard our thoughts and our heart by the power of your Holy Spirit working in us, and that you have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake, so that only your word is manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and his authority and under his blood that we pray, and everybody said, amen. Well, I guess we need to do a little refurbishing to that saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. It'd be better to say, the road to hell is paved with deceit. And we're not walking in that. So that's not where we're going. I'm praying for you.